Well, we carried out the initial searches because we've been contacted by a large number of members who were concerned about reports in their area of lead theft. You see the odd story here and there of a crime from a church roof or something's gone missing at a church, and it gets picked up in the local press. But there wasn't really anything out there, which was a database of crimes in churches and religious buildings up and down the country. So we decided to contact all police forces in the country to ask not only about the number of lead and metal thefts that they'd had reported to them, but also a number of other crimes. We thought we'd use the opportunity to sort of broaden it to see what was happening in relation to other thefts, violence against people who were visiting the church or who were nearby the church. And finally, we looked into criminal damage on church and religious property. So if I look at Kent, Kent unfortunately scores very highly in relation to criminal damage. It's actually one of the highest in the country outside of London and Sussex. So that's really quite alarming. It's had 53 reported lead thefts. That's reported, by the way. All of these are figures that have come because of police have attended and reported on a call out. So it could be higher in all cases. So it's 53 for lead thefts. But there's also been 146 other thefts. So that's anything but lead. And then there, as I said, there's 224 reports of criminal damage and 131 cases of violence against a person. Now, violence against a person is usually broken down between an injury and non-injury. We didn't actually get that from the police in Kent, but we do know that there's been 131 violent offences recorded at churches in the county. It's very concerning. I mean, one case is bad enough, but to have that many is particularly concerning. I imagine it will come as a shock to quite a lot of people in Kent. And it does just serve as an important reminder that we need to all be keeping an eye out on churches and religious buildings in our localities and reporting any suspicious activity that you find to the police. Because obviously the police take it very seriously and they are responding to the calls in Kent, in Essex and all the other counties up and down the country. But it does require us as a society to be making those calls and keeping the eyes out. Churches are supposed to be a place where people are welcomed from all over in with loving arms, and we owe it to them and, as I said, all religious buildings to all keep an eye on what's going on.